Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination.
If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey there, Story Pirates podcast listeners. Peter here. Have you ever heard of a haunted house? How about a haunted graveyard? Or perhaps a haunted forest? Well, what about a haunted smart board? Well, like the kid detective in today's new story, you might just have to see it to believe it. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Portia. I'm 8 years old and I live in Virginia. And this is my story, The Mysterious Smart Board Ghost.
Excellent work, students. In fact, it's a little too excellent. No one's gonna believe you're in an elementary school music class. Let's take it down a notch. Yeah, that's more like it.
Excuse me, Miss Teacher?
Yes, Detective Jones? Did you have a question about music?
No, it's about my name.
Okay, here we go again.
Since my parents literally named me Detective Jones, don't you think I have what it takes to be a real detective and solve mysteries?
What kind of mysteries?
Like the mystery of who stole the tuba.
No one stole the tuba, Detective. Jenny's playing it right over there. Looking good, Jenny.
What about the mystery of why it's so warm in here?
The assistant principal is keeping the AC off for budget reasons. For the last time, Detective Jones, being named detective does not make you a detective. And even if you were a detective, there are no mysteries to solve here in music class.
I guess I'll never get a chance to prove that my name isn't just a name.
Back to business. It's time for me to give an assignment. Let me just grab a smart board marker. Huh, where did I put it?
Miss Teacher?
Hold your harmonicas. I'm looking for the marker.
Miss Teacher, the smart board?
Exactly. You can't write on a smart board with a regular marker.
Miss Teacher, look at the smart board. Something's writing on it.
No, it can't be. It's the mysterious smart board ghost.
What? A mysterious smart board ghost? You said there weren't any mysteries.
Get used to it, Detective. It's not the last time a grown-up is going to mislead you. I didn't want to frighten anyone, but there are rumors that our elementary school is haunted by a mysterious smart board ghost.
Ghosts aren't real.
Then what is it?
Sounds like a mystery. And I, Detective Jones, will solve it. I'll find out who this alleged smart board ghost really is. Class is over. It's the perfect time to do what every great detective does. Start asking around. Hey, you!
Who, me?
You're Melissa Pearl, right?
That's right.
I'm trying to solve a mystery, and I need to ask you a few questions.
Why me?
Because you're right here. It's called proximity.
That's a big word.
But we both know it means nearness, because we're getting an excellent public school education. So, Melissa, know anything about the alleged smart board ghost?
Alleged? Are you saying the ghost was fake? Because I'm pretty sure I saw a faint outline of a real ghost.
Thanks, Melissa, but there's no way this ghost is real. And I'm going to prove it, or my name isn't Detective Jones. Which it is! My name! And, the school's over, Belle. Just when I was getting to my point. Well, time to go home to my secret thinking spot. I'm home. Now to get into my secret thinking spot. First, I'll pull the book off the bookshelf, and that opens a secret door. Next, I go through the door and up this hidden ladder, and I'm up. Just a little further through this tiny air duct. Now I'm through the tunnel, and in front of a large steel door. I'll just enter my passcode into this keypad here. 5, 5, 5, 5, and 5. And I'm in my carefully guarded secret thinking spot.
Hi, honey.
Mom! What are you doing in here?
In the laundry room? I'm doing laundry.
Mom, this is my secret thinking spot.
Oh, right. You're a detective. Well, I did name you detective, so that's on me. I'll leave you to your thinking.
Mom?
Yes, honey?
Can you bring a detective some peanut butter pretzels?
I can't say no to that face. Once again, you've trapped me with your cuteness.
Mom, that's it. If I'm going to catch the alleged smartboard ghost, I need to set a trap.
Brilliant, dear. Wait, alleged smartboard ghost?
Tomorrow at school. All right, Miss Teacher. Are you ready for me to catch this alleged smartboard ghost and show everyone that I'm a great detective?
I did just let you take control of music class to set your ghost trap, so...
Alleged ghost trap. Hey, Melissa Pearl!
Yeah?
Please turn off the lights.
Why can't you do it?
Because I'm the detective. I'm too busy solving the mystery to turn the lights off. And also, you're just closer.
If it's a matter of proximity, then all right.
Wow, it's pitch black in here. I literally can't see anything.
They moved the music class into a windowless room because you all kept breaking the windows with your high notes. Remember that?
Shh, I hear something.
That's the sound of whiteboard markers. It's the ghost.
I think I can see him.
Oh, that's definitely the ghost.
Alleged ghost.
Real or not, something is in this room.
Detective Jones, are you going to spring your trap or not?
Right. When I give you the signal, you turn the lights on. 1, 2, signal! Ha! I caught you!
Oh, man, I got caught!
Yes, I did it! I caught this fake ghost and proved that I'm not just named Detective Jones. I'm a real detective who solves mysteries! Now to take off this obviously fake ghost costume and see who you really are. Huh. Couldn't quite seem to grab you. Let me just... Okay, weird. When I try to take off your costume, my hands go right through you. Wait, are you a real ghost?
Allegedly.
I didn't think you existed. Why did you do it, Mr. Ghost?
I wanted to scare you away.
Is it because I'm always making them play Pop Goes the Weasel?
No, I wanted to scare you away so I could eat the steak I hid behind the smart board.
What?
You hid a steak behind the smart board?
Yeah, don't you?
When did you hide a steak behind the smart board?
Oh, let me just do the math. 5 years ago.
Why?
Not too far from my ghost house, but still hidden.
Yeah, but like, why hide a steak?
I don't know. Kind of just fun, I guess. Can I eat my steak now?
You want to eat it?
Of course. It's a ribeye. The steak of kings.
Okay. The smart board is over there. Help yourself, I guess.
Hum-de-dum. Off to get my delicious ribeye. I'll just reach behind and... Oh.
Is that a steak?
Well, it was a steak 5 years ago, but now it's just goo.
I have changed my mind. I don't want to eat it.
Mystery solved. The end!
Allegedly.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you.
Delicious sushi. Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story. We'll read them all.
Our first story comes from a 9-year-old from Colorado named Julianne. And Julianne's story is called The Haunted Crayon. Have you ever looked in the crayon bucket and realized there's only one left and it's probably a little nubby one that's broken and it's not even the color that you like and you think, well, this isn't going to work out? Well, in Julianne's story, the same thing happens. However, the result is not what you would expect. You gotta read it to find out more. Great job, Julianne. Our next story comes to us from a 4-year-old from California named Sebastian. And Sebastian's story is called The Ketchup Man Squirts Ketchup. Now, if you think that the ketchup man does more than just squirt ketchup, you would be wrong. Not only does he only squirt ketchup, but he never stops. And you will be shocked at the extent to which the ketchup man squirts ketchup. Amazing job, Sebastian. Our next story comes to us from a 6-year-old from Massachusetts named Zoli. And Zoli's story is actually a poem called A Spring Poem. And the thing that is so cool about this excellent poem is not only is it a poem, but it is a poem all about different kinds of plants. And it is beautifully illustrated with pictures of real plants. It's so beautiful. It's great poetry. We love plants and we love Zoli's story. Great job. And finally, from a 9-year-old from Washington named Owen. It's The Kid Who Had a Weird Dinosaur Family. Now, I don't want to give away too much about this action-packed, dinosaur-filled story, but the story may or may not include a hangry stegosaurus. Now, if you thought a dinosaur was scary, try meeting a hangry dinosaur. Hungry and angry and a dinosaur? Yikes! Owen, incredible job. To read Owen's story and all of today's Roll Call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast. That was Roll Call. Now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Portia, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios. Executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson. Roll Call theme by Andrew Barbada. The Mysterious Smartboard Ghost was adapted by Alexis Simpson and performed by Andrew Barbado, Lindsay Ford, Tara Haltburn, Nick Canellis, Megan O'Neill, Peter McNerney, and Dominic Russo. Oh, that story was so exciting. That smartboard ghost was pretty nice. Although there was one thing I really couldn't believe. That he didn't eat that steak. In fact, I have it right here. Oh, look at it. It is a little old. Maybe we shouldn't eat steak that's 5 years old. Very gooey. I really should not eat this. It's falling apart in my hand. No, I'm not going to eat it. So you can turn off the podcast now and stop listening because, you know, I'm not going to eat this steak. That would be irresponsible and gross. So turn it off now. I'm just going to be here not eating the steak. Okay? Turn it off. 1, 2, 3. Turn it off. Okay? Are they gone? Did they stop listening? Oh, good. Because I'm going to eat this steak. No regrets. Oh. Oh, Peter, what have you done? What have you done? The steak was not good! Don't eat 5-year-old steak! actually, it gets better. It gets better as you eat it. Mmm! Nom, nom, nom. It's like beef jerky. No regrets. Mmm. Good thing no one was listening to this.